to ask Michael Ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. Our host here, German XPL, Jörg Fuhrmann, is going to give a little greeting to us as well. So, Jörg.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kurt. I hope you can hear me. Dear ladies and gentlemen, in the name of XPL Germany and in the name of my colleagues, Dr. Lars Meyer-Priess and Andreas Homberg, a very warm welcome from my side. My name is Jörg Fuhrmann. I'm member of the board of directors of XPL Germany. Almost 5 years ago, to the date, from March 4th until March 8, 2002, we had the fourth international XPL conference in Berlin. And I think it marked, with respect to public awareness and conference participation, a milestone in the international development of XPL. Although the advantages of XPL are obvious and easy to understand, the last 5 years have not been an easy road for XPL in Germany, which was marked with many obstacles, difficulties, and also disappointments. Without the help of many supporters who invested long hours to make the vision come through, it would not have been possible to share with you the success stories which are subject of this conference. One of them being the Federal Gazette of Germany with a new regulation dated November 10th, 2006 with a charming German name Gesetz über elektronische Handelsregister und Genossenschaftsregister sowie Unternehmensregister. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to memorize this phrase. XPL has been chosen the most preferable and thus the less costly way of the mandatory publishing of financial statements in Germany. This means, starting January 1st, 2007, all German companies have to publish their financial statements with the Federal Gazette, and it is expected that many of them will choose the XPL format for doing so. Another success story will develop in the area of tax filing and tax auditing. The time lag between the end of the fiscal year and the actual date of the tax audit and thus the final tax assessment has been criticized by German trade and entrepreneur associations for years. In order to speed up the process, German tax authorities have chosen XPL as the preferred format for receiving year-end close information, enabling a new developed risk-based audit planning process. These are only two positive examples of XPL in Germany, and there are many more which will be shown in the various sessions and working groups during this conference. Before handing over to the next speaker, I would like to thank everybody who supported XPRL in Germany in the past, especially the member firms, which not only supported XPRL financially, but also through competent human resources. Furthermore, I would like to thank the whole conference organizing team for putting together such a great conference, and I want to wish all of you an interesting conference here in Munich, and I want to say once again, don't miss the beer garden tomorrow night. Thank you very much.